two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glad you're listening this afternoon. KSL News Time 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
doctors at IHC say mask up. Even though the statewide mandate is ending this weekend, they say it's still possible for those who've been vaccinated to transmit COVID. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
Second, President Biden's border coordinator is stepping down end of the month. The White House says Roberta Jacobson agreed to join the administration, but only for the first 100 days. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Well, for those who are headed southbound on I-15, we have a rollover crash. This is going to be right about Beck Street or maybe even closer to 2300 North Warm Springs Road. It's blocking center and right lanes of traffic and causing stop-and-go speeds through North Salt Lake. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunny skies to lead into the weekend and temperatures look to warm up. I'm Kevin Eubank.
55 in Salt Lake City. Now, KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Committee will open an investigation into allegations against Congressman Matt Gaetz, the Florida Republican, again denying any wrongdoing. President Biden releasing a $1.5 trillion budget wish list.
I'm proposing a $6.5 billion appropriation for what we call ARPA-H, which is focused on going to focused on health issues.
Republicans want more money allocated for defense. The chief medical examiner who performed an autopsy on George Floyd testified today at the trial of Derek Chauvin, the former police officer accused in Floyd's death. Dr. Andrew Baker says Floyd died from restraint and neck compression, but he did note Floyd's health issues.
In my opinion, the law enforcement subdual restraint and the neck compression was just more than Mr. Floyd could take by virtue of those heart conditions.
Chauvin's pleaded not guilty. The coroner in York County, South Carolina, will work with Boston University to test Phillips Adams' brain for the disorder CTE. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now the KSL In-Depth.
Mandatory mask requirement. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Masks will still be required in Utah's K-12 schools, even with the state mandate ending tomorrow. During today's Mask Mandate special here on KSL with Tim and Amanda, Corinne Johnson with Utah Parents United explained why the school mask requirement is a bad idea.
This comes down to a parent's choice to make a health decision for their child. And, you know, we listened to the governor talk, and we actually met with the education assistant to the governor yesterday, and they made it very clear that the benefit of masking children is for those that are not vaccinated. They could not outline any other real reason why we're masking our children other than to protect those that are not vaccinated. And are we a society where we're going to put our children last? Are we truly a society that's going to look at our children who are the future, who need to be able to see their teachers and learn and grow and not be isolated and not be afraid and to have the ability to just feel like they are seen and heard in schools? Are we really going to put them last in our society? And that is what this policy is doing. And parents are saying, not my child. That's not okay for my child. And as a society, we need to step up and assert that our children need to come first and their health matters.
That's Corinne Johnson with Utah Parents United. The mandate for schools is set to run through June 15th, and some parents have already said they intend to demonstrate this weekend on top of sending their kids to school Monday without masks. State Superintendent Sid Dixon was on KSL this afternoon saying, our schools have enough going on already.
You know, I guess my plea would be our schools are stressed. And by schools, I mean the people in the schools, our adults, our kids, parents, everybody's stressed due to the pandemic. And so to add additional stress of marching into schools with your children, I think is the wrong way to go about this. The mandate, if they don't like it, comes from the Utah Department of Health and the governor's office. And I'm sure these parents have made their cases known to the right authorities. But to put this on the doorsteps of the schools and to put the students in the middle of it, I worry about that. And I am concerned about the stress it will put on both the children and the adults in the system.
Masks will still be required in all state buildings and for groups of people, groups of 50 people or more. KSL News Time 449. You've been listening to The In-Depth. Now, this is emergency traffic, so listen up. Here's Ricky Meese.
It's a rollover crash on southbound I-15 prior to 2300 North Warm Springs Road. You have multiple center and right lanes blocked to traffic, and that is what's causing your stop-and-go delays, now almost reaching back to the Woods Cross area. If you continue southbound I-15, once you're in the Salt Lake County area, you're going to see traffic that's a little busy approaching and passing the South Interchange into Midvale, but that's thinning out pretty quickly, and the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways are clear. Michelle?
Well, again, it's still very quiet down in Utah County, seeing a little bit of scattered delay, Bangor Highway. This is around the 201 freeway, and again, as you're headed southbound through Taylorsville. And then we have this construction issue, Highway 40, going past Jordanelle in the Mayflower area. Steve?
Northbound 15 backups are there between downtown Salt Lake City starting at 9 south up to 2300 North Warm Springs Road. More slowdowns in Davis County from Kaysville up to Clearfield. And we also have more slowdowns waiting for you on the southbound side of 15 between Midland Drive and Sunset down through Kaysville as well. Northbound 89, a little busy there. In fact, really busy. Main to 200 North and a South Weaver Drive up to I-84. With nutrients blended for greener, healthier turf in our local soil, IFA's 4-plus lawn care program is the ultimate lawn owner power move. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And here's your 7-day forecast with Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Sunny skies today, but cooler temperatures, highs only in the 50s. We're headed to the mid and upper 60s on Saturday in northern Utah, mid-80s in southern Utah. It looks really nice. We'll dip back down on Sunday as a little weak front goes by. Sunny, just highs in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny and 61 on Monday, then changes move in. Tuesday night into Wednesday, look for a storm. Some valley rain, mountain snow, and even a chance for some isolated thunderstorms. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
55 degrees, RIP. DMX, in case you've been hearing the stories about the rapper DMX who died this morning and you're wondering what songs I don't even, here you go.
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind, up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me go all out, up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me act a fool, up in here, up in here.
But we'll check the business news next on KSL. It's 4:52.
Up in here.
It is always a sure sign of spring when I can return for a visit with my friends Greg and Mike at Replenish Landscape Garden Products. We've learned a lot, Greg, over the last year during this pandemic, and one of the things we've discovered, I think, is that people have rediscovered their backyards. They've fallen in love with their outdoor living space again, and Replenish has a lot of ways to help this spring.
We have our Replenish compost, which is a great soil amendment or a top dressing for vegetable or flower gardens. We also have a couple of great soil blends, our topsoil compost blend and our Ute-like garden mix. Along with that, we have two soilless materials that are used for growing vegetables or the professional planters mix that is used for growing in pots, hanging baskets, etc.
Mike, the good thing about you here at Replenish is that they can buy in bulk or they can buy in bag, whatever makes it easier for them to get it home.
We have our blower truck service so we can just blow it right into the flower beds.
You'll find them at 4660 South 200 West in Murray. Call them at 801-262-5142 or find them online at replenishcompost.com. Replenish. It's good stuff.
Hi, this is Boyd Matheson, the host of Inside Sources, expanded now from 1 to 3 in the afternoon. When you have 13 people in a household, my dad would always draw it out mathematically and say there are a possibility of 144 different interactions going on. In a very diverse family with different personalities and styles and interests, there's something to be learned from everyone.
Get to know Boyd Matheson of Inside Sources.
Seeing the value in what each unique person can bring to a conversation or to a solution, whether that's politics, whether that's community, whether that's culture, whether that's religion. I love to learn from everybody. There's always something to learn.
An expanded edition of Inside Sources is now on afternoons from 1 till 3 on KSL News Radio.
On 102.7 FM in your car and on any smart speaker when you say, play KSL News Radio.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. McDonald's is closing hundreds of locations inside Walmart stores. The company says shifting shopping habits are the reason, with more people preferring drive-through fast food and online shopping. KSL Drive's Subaru will replace your cracked windshield if you drive an Outback or Legacy. Model years 2015 and 16, there are some defects that lead to windshield cracking. Now, if you already paid to have your windshield repaired or replaced, you can get a reimbursement, but you have to submit it to Subaru by April 23rd. On Wall Street today, Dow jumping 297 points, closing at 33,800. The S&P set another record, gaining 31 points. The NASDAQ picked up 70. KSL News Time, 4:55. And Jazz Notes brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Here's KSLSports.com Jazz Insider Ben Anderson.
The Utah Jazz got back to their winning ways with a 122-103 victory last night over the Portland Trail Blazers. And along the way, longtime Jazz man Derek Favors moved into the team's top 10 list of all-time scorers, passing former fan favorite Mehmet Okur. Now in his 10th season with the Jazz and among the team's top scorers of all time, is Derek Favors one of the 10 best Jazz players ever? With no All-Star appearances under his belt and no trips to the conference finals, it's a tough argument to make, but consider this. Favors ranks in the top 10 for the Jazz in points, in rebounds, in blocks, in games played, and in win shares. He's also been one of the team's most versatile players, doing whatever the franchise has asked of him.
I think for the most part, I've done a good job of just adjusting my game and just being a positive on the court. Like I said before, it's a blessing, you know, to be with one organization.
Whether he's a top 10 most talented player in Jazz history may be up to the individual fan, but considering his ranking in the team's all-time stats, it's hard to argue he's anything but one of the 10 most important. For complete coverage of the Jazz, visit KSLSports.com. With Jazz Notes, Ben Anderson, KSL News Radio.
Struggling with ED, sick of pills? Visit WasatchMedicalClinic.com for an incredible free offer.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at KSLPodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.